Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I should know that it's around 5:30. Just when I hear him shift down, he slows things up a little bit. One of Ant-Man's techniques.
Got to keep you on your toes, Doc.
Well, it's not me you got to worry about. It's that BTP character.
Hey, did you hear he broke news today?
No.
You didn't hear the news that broke today?
No, I didn't. As I said, I'm probably going to have to start following him just to keep up with him. But no, I didn't.
Wow, you missed out. Well, N-E-L-L.
Oh, it's going to be about an injury. Oh, no, let me guess. Somebody is not going to play.
Yep.
Okay, I should know. Yeah.
No, he didn't break it. But John Keim, Rappaport, Adam Schefter, they all broke that Jaden Daniels won't be playing on week 8 versus the Chiefs.
Oh, he loves that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't seem to think that's going to be a big issue.
I haven't given any thought to what it would be like with him playing in the game because he's not playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm focused on his backup. And I expect this run game, which he has, to me, he runs it better than five. So if he'll get the call, the opportunity to run the ball, that enhances our chances. Nobody brings more to the table than five, but he's not playing. So I can either just forfeit the game, save the wear and tear on my players, or I can go out and, much like the 49ers do, they play with whoever's there. And they maintain a level that's remarkable with whomever is there. That's the way they do it. They actually plan on playing with their backups. I'm convinced now. How are they so good at it? And everybody else has a heart attack. Oh, my God. What are we going to do? It's normal. But, you know, some of the people that man these microphones use this as an opportunity to create panic. And I just don't understand why anybody was spending time talking about someone that's not going to play in a contest.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. Sooner or later it's going to happen.
But do you think, I understand you don't think injuries should be used as an excuse, and I agree with you.
Well, you don't.
I agree.
You always talk like he's been talking to you. I know he gets to you.
No, he does not. Yes, I'm trying to tell you.
No, yes, he does.
He does not. I'm usually the one that's calming him down. I'm trying.
You can't calm him down.
I know. I would. There was no chance I was going to calm that guy down on Monday. But Tuesday, he was calmed down.
Well, if he got in better shape, he could do that even longer. His conditioning right now, there's no way he could have had a heart attack.
What's probably good that he isn't in, you know, good shape then. Because if he would have dragged that in to Tuesday, I would have been sick. I would have been pissed.
It was an extraordinary effort. If you haven't heard him, you owe it to yourself to go to the Odyssey files.
Yeah.
But
I feel like on Monday, mm-hmm. he was more so saying, you know, the season's over. And, you know, he's feeding into like what the fans were saying. And then Tuesday.
But he is a fan.
He had a realization.
No, he is a fan.
I'm a fan too, though, Doc.
No, but you're media first. He's
no,
fan
I'm not.
First.
I'm a fan.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Are you a fan?
No.
Oh, you're media?
I'm media.
Okay.
I have an obligation to the people who really follow this, that want to know the truth, not to BS them.
Okay.
Because a lot of people in our market just simply BS fans.
I give it to them real.
They want it real. But not. I'm not saying that in a negative sense.
Yeah.
You got to know what you're looking at to be able to describe it to someone. If you don't know what you're looking at, how the hell are you going to describe it?
Yeah.
No, you got a chance. They've got a chance. If the Jets have a chance, they have a chance.
I mean, who would you say has, I guess, the most pressure on them then, from a coordinator standpoint, to, you know, go and try to get the job done? If we are going to do this. Because, again, I think, and Linnell, you know, he did his little Super Six Pack yesterday. He had the Chiefs as the best team in the NFL. Despite, I think they're 3-3.
I'm going to stop talking to him during the regular season.
The best team in the, like, he has them number one. I will say, though, Doc, they look a little scary.
That's who I would. Them, and that's what I told him. That was when I took the Eagles out. Because before that, to me, the Eagles have way too much drama that will eventually. They're a house. You hear people arguing all the time. When you walk your dog by the house, you just hear them arguing all the time. It doesn't mean they're bad. Doesn't mean they don't love each other. They're always arguing. Eventually, no, Kansas City. Because he asked me.
Yep.
On the Snell Super Six Pack. Because he says it's the most anticipated.
Yep.
Something. And it's just him and a few relatives. But it's the most. Everybody's clamoring to talk about it. And I don't know. Kansas City, I go as long as Patrick and Andy. And they're getting people back.
That's what I'm saying.
See, they're went through this. Now. And they're not even loaded yet. They're on demand, and if their weakest unit, what do you think their weakest unit is? Recently, it's been their offense.
Yeah, but they get Rashee Rice back.
That's my point.
It's about to get scary.
It's about to get frightening. Yet, they're still vulnerable. That's why this is such a great league. Because New York Giants and the Denver Broncos, that's what this league is all about. 3 weeks ago, New York didn't have a quarterback. Now they got a quarterback. The boy, he batted, he still, but they were close, but they didn't win it. And Peyton, you don't have to like him. That's why I like Peyton, because he don't give a damn if you're in his fan club or not. You can't question his coaching. His teams, and that was heartbreaking for New York.
Yeah.
But that's what Denver does. You know, and all the talk, and it's not over yet. Who looks the worst? The Raiders.
They stink.
So if you have them on your list and you beat them, you was going up against air.
Pretty much.
You got to evaluate even your victories and go, are you really that good? Or even in your defeats, well, maybe you could have won. That's where our problem is. We got to worry about us. I don't give a crap about Kansas City. I know they're good. So are we. At certain things. The question is, the million-dollar question is, with drum roll going, hey, Cliff. My man. You know, I love Cliff. I love versions of him. I just don't know which version is coming out. If that dog version comes out, I ain't worried about us at all. He coming. Because his creativity is unmatched. He creates leverage and formations. He does. No, really, the dude is really special. But I'm not certain that that's what turns him on.
Yeah.
Man's got to do what excites himself. If you don't want to be known as a thug, you're never really going to be one.
Yeah.
And I can't control that. I can't make him do what I want him to do. He got to be himself. But he's gifted. and we got some thugs up front now. So why aren't we using them? Why aren't we exhausting them? Why aren't we got people wearing their tongues out? $1 million question. I can't answer it. I don't have an answer for it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I think Dan gotta convey to Cliff like what our identity is.
Maybe that's not Dan's thing.
We talked about it, you know, the first couple of weeks, like, what is our identity? And it seemed like the running game was going to be that. But the last 2 weeks, we don't try to really establish it. We go away from it. Sort of kind of like what we did against the Packers, where we run, we're a pass-heavy offense. And it's just like, we need to resort to doing what we're good at.
And the million-dollar question for me and most of our high IQ listeners, why do we have to convince somebody to do something that's best for himself? That's like when you were growing up and you were getting a whipping and your mom told you that it hurt her more than it did you. You was Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
These are things that if I didn't know for sure, I wouldn't believe we're actually talking about this on a live platform. And I'm serious. This is not a bit.
No, you're right.
I'm serious, okay? I don't have the energy. But that's when you're 27, you got a lot of energy. And you can just go off on topics. And the one thing about BTP, he really cares. His childhood was traumatic because they got their ass kicked every year. And you know how much trash he likes to talk.
Yep.
He could never brag. See, I don't even know what that feels like. What does that feel like? Not to have a team that you adore,
man,
this crown king, this number one. And I know it's a fact. That's why I love Little League and Pop Warner. You establish these things as a child when you start playing, if you win. If you lose, you forget it. But if you win, you carry those championships with you. And all of a sudden, you're winning on every level. And you become an addict. It's addicted to winning. Now, you don't always win, but you're always in pursuit of victory. And if you do that, you can be on my team. I love you to death because it's not about a specific game. It's every game. Even the superstars that we've watched, like MJ, anybody that has this attitude, we consider them what? Weird. That's what blows my mind. He's a weirdo. Larry Bird was considered weird because they have one track. They don't want to do nothing but win. Everything is, they're that competitive. That's not necessarily controlled balance. So that's why I've always felt you have to be abnormal to be this kind of dog I'm looking for. You got to train him in a certain way. And that's why I like DQ in this operation because it sounds like they got the formula.
Yep.
And if you just listen to sound bites, man, I'm like, okay, push all my chips in on them. Then you see the performance, you go, yo, what happened to the guys that was in the uniforms? Did they leave them in the locker room and put these actors? Because that's what it looks like. Actors are on the field, missing tackles, missing blocks, fumbling the ball away, throwing the ball over somebody, running the wrong routes. I'm like, who the hell are these people impersonating Commanders? Did they kidnap them? Do I need to go in there with a gun? And that's what if I would be asking, you know, hey, what you tell me, what am I missing?
It might be the nature just of the NFL. Like, it's a pass-heavy, like, league. Like, it's a passing league. Like, back in your day, the 80s, the 90s, smash mouth football, like, that's what you guys were all
about. You telling me the Niners couldn't throw?
I'm not going to say Dan Marino. I'm not going to say
Cowboys threw, everybody threw.
But we know today's NFL is considered a passing league. Teams don't run as much as they should, to be honest. And I think that's what we even saw with the Lions last year in the NFC title game. There's no reason you go away from Jahmyr Gibbs, who's gashing us on the ground, 14 carries for 102 yards, and you have Jared Goff dropping back so many times, throwing all these interceptions.
Well,
you should have kept running the ball.
You had an artist. He's in Chicago now. He's an artist.
Yeah, he is in Chicago. But I'm just saying, though, like.
He just tapped your tail.
Yeah. Ben Johnson, like, he deserves a lot of the credit. I mean, deserves a lot of the blame for why the Lions lost to us last year. There's no reason they should have went away from
him. Oh, no, I agree. He would never be my choice.
And I think that's what we're saying with Kliff, though. Like, he loves, you know, the air raid offense. He doesn't want to, you know, just ground and pound all day, every day. That ain't what he want to do. But
and I respect him
for that. In the best interest of this team, that's what we need.
But there was only one guy that was available that even thinks that way, and he's in L.A.
Yeah.
With the Chargers.
Yep.
Yeah. Harbaugh, that's what he thinks. But they don't like him. They don't like – when I say who is the hell is they, the masses. I mean, this is – there's no straight formula that is perfect that we can say, oh, you guys are wrong. This is the way it is. Well, you tell me what you've seen. It's about winning. Even Belichick threw the ball. You would think Bill would never – Bill threw a lot. Bill used what he had. He had Brady. And so that's what he did.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
301-230-0980 is the number. I know for some of you, we've just gone completely over your head. That's why I don't like to take this when it gets heavy. Because now we lost Big Tony. You know, now because he got to figure out where we're going with this, and he'll just give up and just won't call. Let's go to College Park. Hey, Charlie, what's going on your mind?
Doc, it's great talking with you. You and Ant-Man just last 2 or 3 minutes, you were talking about exactly what I would want to say to you. Why do you join on Big Tony all the time?
No, Big Tony's one of my favorite people, man. I feel.
Look, yeah, I know.
They always say, help those that can't help themselves.
Quite an accomplished man.
Oh, no, he got Jeff Walker out there now, one of the three Beatles in B. Mitch and Finley and Landfill. And I saw Jeff today in studio. He looked good. Dude, you shouldn't mess with Jeff no more. I meant to tell you that. Jeff will body slam you now.
In the last 2 minutes or so, you seem to be talking out of both sides of your mouth, because you and I agree with B. Mitch, too. I've talked to him 2 or 3 weeks ago about pounding the ball.
Yeah.
I am convinced. But Cliff Kingsbury does not want to run the football. Ant-Man just said it.
Yeah.
It's a passing league. You got to pass. You know, first two series in that game.
No, can I correct you 1 second?
Yes,
it's a winning league. If you want to make money in this, if you want to be great at this, Kansas City, they win. Run or pass. They're not defined as a passing team, even with the great Mahomes. They're a winning team.
They're a more complete team, coaching wise and player wise. They have a great organization, and they got great scheme. The thing is, Cliff does not believe, as far as I'm concerned, in my opinion, he does not trust, does not believe in his running game. You've said it, I've said it. Dean just said you got three good running backs.
Like them all.
Run until they stop you. But nobody wants to do Vince Lombardi anymore, like that man said.
Mm-hmm.
Try it and see what happens. If you impose your will, your team gets confidence. You keep the ball. You run the clock out. You know, you got extended drives.
Yeah, but my business experience tells me coordinators don't run teams. Head coaches do. So
well, he seems to be. he's letting him run his team.
Well, there you go. He's allowing him to do that. So right. I can't blame Kingsbury for doing it.
That's true, too. That's true.
That's a fact.
But I can't believe nothing's being said. Come on. Don't you have any confidence in your offensive line? Come on.
Seeing is believing. He did it a couple weeks ago. It was there. We know he's capable of doing it. See, here's what you should be worried about. You should be worried if we couldn't run the ball because we can't block people. We can knock the snot out of people. We got road runners. We got road graders, rather. We got people that love the physicality part. We just got our number one dog back. He played the entire game. Who does that? Who misses training camp, misses all the OT, misses all the stuff, comes back in the first week, plays the entire game? Cosby, he's a madman. So I was like, wait a minute, we were stacked up and we didn't. But again, I'm not a coach. So we'll see what happens, because here's my philosophy. If you're willing to lose your job over your concept, then I got nothing but respect for you. Period. Because you're going to be gone. Everybody's going to be gone if you don't fix it. Because, see, you showed us what you're capable of. You can't go to the NFC Championship game, then come back and miss the playoffs. You didn't quite hear what I just said. You cannot go to the NFC Championship game, then come back and miss playoffs.
Yeah. That's bad stuff.
It's not, you can't even think, you can't even imagine that happening. So that's why I'm going, sooner or later, let's quit the show and let's black everybody out. I'd have no media over there. I'd close everything down. And I'll see you on Sunday. And if you don't like what you see, then I'll walk away peacefully. But all this song and dance and all this, but I've been done. See, I don't give a damn what you say. I focus on what you do. And those people that are on that field, they work for you. So if they're not ready, that's on you. If they don't know where to go, that's on you. So you either don't have the ability to train your coaches, or your coaches don't have the ability to train their players. Slim, it's that easy. Simple. It ain't that complicated. If we're having breakdowns, are you telling me you're incapable of fixing it? You can't make a correction on a coach, and a coach makes a correction on a player, and the player corrects his game, or he takes his ass to Trailways? Oh, that's too harsh. Oh, okay. Then get a good seat for the playoffs then. Because you'll be watching with popcorn. I'm just simple. Nobody gives a damn about what you did. We're concerned about what you plan on doing. And right now, you're fooling yourself. You're fooling yourself. You don't need a hug. You need a kick in the ass. Now you take that where you want to go with it, and we'll deal with it later. It is 5:52 in the nation's capital, and we are harsh because we care. Never, ever going to leave your side in it to win it. But sometimes if I don't feel like you are functioning at the level that you should be functioning at, it's my job to point it out. Back in a moment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.